Unit 1. Applying for an exchange program.
Let's learn some useful words and expressions. Words.
Applicant. Bachelor's degree. Booklet. Bulletin board. Criteria. English proficiency requirements.Exchange Partner University. Exchange Program. First Stage Screening. GPA, Grade Point Average. Interview. Process. Statement of Purpose. Study Abroad Advisor.Study Abroad Center. 3.0 or higher. Turn in. Do. Uh-huh. Got it. Expressions. Consulting with someone.
How may I help you? I came here to ask some questions.That's for the first stage screening, right? Writing a statement of purpose will take me some time. That's the toughest thing for me, as I have no clue how to write it.
Listen to the dialogue between Kaori and Mr. Hofstede.
Excuse me.
Hello, and welcome to the Study Abroad Center. How may I help you?
On the bulletin board outside, I saw a notice about study abroad exchange programs for next fall. I came here to ask some questions.
Uh-huh. We are now accepting applicants. I'm Mr. Hofstede, your study abroad advisor. You came to the right person.
Oh, good.
So what questions do you have?
Well, I've got a couple of questions. First,I would like to know what university options I have overseas.
Okay, here's a study abroad booklet. You can keep this copy. On page 12, there's a list of 54 exchange partner universities all around the world. You can choose universities of your interest. You can choose up to 3 from the list.
Oh, I see.
Let me give you an application form.Write down your first choice in the first box of this form, and then add 2 more schools in the second and third boxes if you want.
Got it.
English proficiency requirements are on page 13 of the booklet. Make sure you have at least the minimum score required.
Yes. Actually, I'm taking the TOEFL IBT next month. I hope I can get a score of around 90 so that I can apply to the schools of my choice.What other documents do I need to submit?
Well, in addition to your application form, you need to submit a statement of purpose, a TOEFL or IELTS score report, and an official transcript with a 3.0 GPA or higher. You also need a letter of recommendation.
Okay, that's just the first stage, right?
Yes. After the first stage, you'll then be invited to the second stage interview.
Will the interview be all in English?
Yes, it will. Be sure to prepare a concrete study plan for the interview.
I'll start practicing right away.
Very good. When all the documents are ready, please turn them in here by September 10th. That's in about 2 months.
Ah, it's due in September. Then that gives me plenty of time. But writing a statement of purpose will take me some time.That's the toughest thing for me, as I have no clue how to write it.
Well, the Writing Center in East Building will provide support for you. Write a draft and take it to a tutor at the Writing Center. They will help you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Hofstede.
You're welcome.
Listen and answer the questions.
Number 1.When does the Study Abroad Center begin accepting applications? A. 2 months from today. B. A couple of weeks from now. C. It has already begun accepting them. D. On September 10th.
Number 2. What information is on page 13 of the Study Abroad booklet? A. A list of partner schools. B. English ability criteria. C. The application form. D. The process of screening.
Number 3. What is the most difficult part for Cody in preparing her application? A. Getting a high score on the English test. B. Finding someone who agrees to write a letter of recommendation. C. Practicing for the second stage interview. D. Writing a statement of purpose.
Practice. Now take the part of Kaori and practice the conversation with Mr. Hofstede.
Hello, and welcome to the Study Abroad Center. How may I help you? We are now accepting applicants. I'm Mr. Hofstede, your Study Abroad advisor. You came to the right person. So, what questions do you have? Okay, here's a study abroad booklet. You can keep this copy. On page 12, there's a list of 54 exchange partner universities all around the world. You can choose universities of your interest. You can choose up to 3 from the list. Let me give you an application form. Write down your first choice in the first box of this form, and then add 2 more schools in the second and third boxes if you want. English proficiency requirements are on page 13 of the booklet. Make sure you have at least the minimum score required. Well, in addition to your application form, you need to submit a statement of purpose, a TOEFL or IELTS score report, and an official transcript with a 3.0 GPA or higher. You also need a letter of recommendation. Yes. After the first stage, you'll then be invited to the second stage interview. Yes, it will. Be sure to prepare a concrete study plan for the interview. Very good. When all the documents are ready, please turn them in here by September 10th. That's in about 2 months. Well, the Writing Center in East Building will provide support for you. Write a draft and take it to a tutor at the Writing Center. They will help you. You're welcome.
Exercise 1. Listen to each part of the dialogue and take dictation. Fill in one word per bracket. Number 1.
On the bulletin board outside, I saw a notice about study abroad exchange programs for next fall.
Number 2.
You can choose up to 3 from the list.
Number 3.
Make sure you have at least the minimum score required.
Number 4.
After the first stage, you'll then be invited to the second stage interview.
Number 5.
But writing a statement of purpose will take me some time.